CQ, CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KO4HKX. My name is Patrick, and my location is Penrose. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KO4HKX. Announcements or bulletins for the net, please call KO4HKX. Heard, we will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. And tonight we will begin with our pre-net check-ins, and we've got quite a few of them, so please bear with me. Welcome Mr. Ben, KO4ZEW from Simpsonville. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Richard, KA3JCA, and he brings along Miss Sally, WB9RA, and Miss Ashley, KA4ACL, and the Upstate Amateur Radio Club, K3DOV. They all make their home in Simpsonville. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Brian, KM4JWP, out of Rutherfordton, North Carolina. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Andrew, W2AMD, out of Simpsonville. Then Mr. Mail is next on the list, K4XMR, out of Prosperity. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Don, KG4PFI, and he brings along Miss Linda, KG4QLQ, out of Piedmont. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Pat, KO4SH, out of Malden. Next on the list is Mr. Andy, KI4LZI, out of Table Rock. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Bob, KI4LJD, out of Greensboro, North Carolina. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Joel, N4JRB, out of Ware Robins, Georgia. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Michael, KQ4ESO, out of Simpsonville. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Fred, KO4NNH, and he is traveling tonight, and where was he at? Portland, Maine. He checked in from Portland, Maine tonight. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Kirk, KO4RMM, out of Greenville. This is Mr. Tony, N4ASW, out of Asheville. And then we've got Mr. Matthew, KQ4IYZ, down in Pickens. Cortec in N4NLR, that's Mr. Jim, down in Greenville. And that concludes our pre-net check-in this evening. And with that, we'll move up. We don't have any Echo Link stations yet, so we will move on up to the RF check-ins. And tonight being Sunday night, we will start with Alpha 2 Delta. Alpha 2 Delta. Please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Evening, Patrick. Please check in. Kilo Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife. Kilo Kilo 4 Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. And my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Julia Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Control. Kilo Alpha 2, Alpha X-ray Quebec.
HKX, please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec,
NK1 CJW. That's Kilo 1 Charlie Juliet Whiskey. Rollers and tickets, negative, negative. And a very great evening to all.
For HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Please check in Kilo Mike 4 Bravo Lima Hotel. KM4BLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
HKX. Patrick, please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee. KS and Seneca, negative and negative.
Let's pause here and get this fine group. And Echo Link Station, I see you over there. Let me recognize these people, and I'll be right back to you. First, we'd like to welcome Mr. Rick, KK4DMW, and he brings along Miss Lorena, KK4ONO, and their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ, and they all make their home in Piedmont. Next, we'd like to welcome our net control manager, W4DJW, down in Greer. Dave, good to hear you tonight. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Ken, KA2AXQ, down in Pickens, and I got you for some rag chew later, Ken. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Dave, KB2BYQ, out of Easley. Good to hear you tonight, Dave. For those of you who can't tell, my sinuses are killing me and my throat is raw, so if I pause in the middle of something, that's because I'm coughing. So just bear with me, please. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Roland, K1CJW, out of Pickens. Next, we'd like to recognize Kurt, KM4BLH, out of Greenville. And then we'd like to welcome Mr. Keith, KN4CHY, down in Seneca. And we're going to pause here for just a minute and catch our Echo Link Station. Echo Link Station only. Echo Link Station only. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Hello again, Patrick. Just to help you make you feel better, Patrick. I do want to sympathize with you with the sinuses and sore throat. My wife and I both have been there and done that with sinuses and sore throat. So we know what you've been. We both know what you're going through, and hope to get to feeling better soon. But Patrick, check in KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself all on the net. No traffic, no roundtable, or no rag chew, I should say. And Patrick again. What you were experiencing and sick with. My wife and I go through the same thing this time of year when the season changes. So just to let you know, you're not alone. KA4PQA.
All right, we'd like to welcome Mr. Stephen, KA4PQA, down in Greenwood. And Stephen, good to hear you tonight. And yeah, it seems like every time, or every year around this time, my sinuses get a hold of me. They let me know they're still there. But I do appreciate you checking in with us and taking the time to do that. All right, with that, we'll move back up to the RF section, and we'll try Alpha 2 Delta, Alpha 2 Delta, one more time.
KX. Patrick Gleason and it, please check EOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride joy. We're at home and easy, no traffic, no queue tonight. Good evening to you, Patrick, Miss Elise, and all on the net.
Welcome Mr. Gary, KI4DOS, and he brings along his pretty little bride, Miss Joy, K3JOY, and they make their home down there in Easley. And Gary, good to hear you tonight. You make sure to tell Miss Joy, Elise, and I said hello. And we've got another Echo Link station, so we're going to pause right here and catch our Echo Link station. Echo Link station only. Please call KO4HKX.
Patrick W4NGU, Phil in Bowling Springs, negative and negative.
We'd like to welcome Mr. Phil, W4NGU, down in Bowling Springs. Phil, good to hear you tonight. I appreciate you taking the time to come by and check in with me. I do appreciate that. And with that, we're going to move on up to Echo Through Hotel. Echo Through Hotel. Please call KO4HKX.
Before Echo Delta Whiskey, Edinburgh Boulevard, no traffic, no comments on monitoring.
4HKX. 4 Foxtrot Hotel, Juliet, Green and Taylor's negative and negative over.
4HKX. K4HNR, Kilo 4 Hotel, November Romeo. That's Connor over here in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative. Thank you.
See if I can fix this here. Gene, can you give me your call sign one more time, please, sir?
Gene, I guess that's me. Anyway, it's W4, Foxtrot, Hotel, Juliet. Over.
Sir, Gene, I appreciate that. Thank you for coming back to me. Straightening out a snafu there and had to take care of it. So we'd like to recognize Wayne, KQ4GIK in Etowah, which is just out the road from me. And Wayne, you were really hard to pick out of there this evening. If you're on an HT, that would explain it. And then we'd like to welcome Mr. Ed, N4EDW. That is over in Brevard. And Ed is on the other side of me. And then we'd like to welcome Mr. Connor, K4HNR. And Connor, thanks for coming by and checking in with me. I do appreciate that. I know it's the first time you've checked in with me because that was the snafu I had putting your call sign in. So I do appreciate it. And then we'd like to welcome Mr. Gene, W4FHJ, down there in Taylor's. And Gene, good to hear you tonight. Appreciate you being patient with me. Do thank you for that. And with that, we'll go one more time. Echo Through Hotel. Echo Through Hotel. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Patrick, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. Harry and Chandler, save your voice tonight, Patrick. We'll be negative and negative.
Recheck.
Recheck. Give me just a second here to get Harry recognized. KC4EZ and Mr. Harry over in Candler. And Harry, good to hear you tonight. And I'm doing the best I can. I hadn't been talking much all weekend. I've been just kind of laying around. It was a good weekend for it. I do appreciate it, though. And go ahead, Stephen, with your recheck. Call KO4HKX.
Patrick, Patrick, only other thing I just wanted to let you know was Patrick, as I told you when I checked in, my wife and I had this at the beginning of the season change, and we had it really bad like you did, but we got over it. So I just wanted to encourage you, Patrick, to hang in there. You'll get over it. Patrick, I just wanted to encourage you to hang in there because you will get over it like we did. We're feeling much better now, so just hang in there, Patrick, and you will get over it. But we both do hope you get feeling better soon.
Well, Stephen, I appreciate the kind words, and I'm glad you and your wife got over it. And it's something that happens every year about this time to me. So nothing new, but we deal with it and move on. And with that, we'll go one more time. Echo Through Hotel. Echo Through Hotel. Please call KO4HKX. With that pause, we're going to move on up to India Through Lima. India Through Lima. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James. I'm up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and that's where I'll be negative and negative and say 73 for each one of you.
Goodness, Lisa, please. I'm not feeling well. I hope you get better soon. And tell Elise I said hello. Please check in Mission Control. India, Officer Echo. The Metro is calling you. Thanks for calling the test, Patrick. I hope you're good. We have no traffic, no problems.
I'd like to welcome this fine group. And starting there is Mr. James, KK4JFO, down there in Tuxedo. And James, good to hear you tonight. And then we'd like to welcome Mr. Sid, W4IOE, over in Fletcher. And Sid, I hope you and Miss Beverly are having a good evening. And yeah, I'm feeling better than I was Friday anyway. So already on to me, and I sound much worse than I am. So I do appreciate the kind words, though, and I hope you and Miss Beverly have a great week, and thank you for coming by and checking in over here on the 610 net. With that, we'll go one more time. India through Lima. India through Lima. Please call KO4HKX.
04HKX. Please check in. Kilo. Kilo 4. Juliet. Bravo. Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be around for a comment. And I hope everybody has a good night. 7-3.
We'd like to welcome Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, and he brings along Miss Donna, KC4MFK, and they make their home down in Greer. And Larry, I got you down for comments. I'll be back around to you after I finish up with the roll call, and then you got one before you, so we'll get through that. But I'll be back around to you shortly. Thank you for coming by and checking in. With that, we're going to move up to Mike Tupapa. Mike Tupapa, please call KO4HKX. Next time I head down to Michelin, I'll try to make plans to meet up with you somewhere. So usually that's around the first Friday of the month. So just giving you a heads up. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. And I don't know how early I'll be out in the morning, because it's supposed to get down below freezing up here and the roads are still wet. So I may wait for daybreak before I venture out so I can at least see what's going on. With that, we'll go one more time. Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa. Please call KO4HKX. All right, with that long pause, we got everybody in that pass. We'll move up to Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Sorry to hear you're not feeling good. Try Nasacort. Please check in 0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative, sir.
4HKX. Patrick, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. KO4QLD, this is Chris in Liberty, and I will be negative. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Chris. Don't get blown away up there tonight.
KX. Chris, please check in Alpha Alpha 1 Romeo Delta AA1RD.
Bob down here in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative tonight. And thank you for calling the net this evening. And 73 to all on the net.
We'd like to welcome this fine group. And first on that list is N0TR. That's Mr. Tom down there in Greer. And Tom, good to hear you tonight. Appreciate you taking time to come by and check in. I hope you and Miss Bernice have had a wonderful weekend. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Chris, KO4QLG, down in Liberty. Chris, good to hear you also, and appreciate you taking the time to check in with me. And then we'd like to welcome Mr. Bob, AA1RD, down there in Piedmont. Bob, good to hear you tonight. Always a pleasure to check in. And with that, we will go one more time. Quebec through Tango, Quebec through Tango. Please call KO4HKX. All right, with that pause, we'll assume we've got everybody. We'll move up to the next group, which is Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
KX. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening, Unit 1 on net.
Right, we'd like to welcome Mr. Tommy, K4XB, down there in Southern Greenville. And Tommy, good to hear you tonight. I appreciate you taking the time to check in with us also. With that, we'll go one more time. Uniform through Zulu, Uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. All right, with that long pause, let's assume we've got everybody in that first pass, and we'll open it up to the big group tonight. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. That long pause, we'll assume we've got everybody for now. And this is KO4HKX, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for check-ins. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG 2s. And first on the list tonight is Mr. Ken, KA2AXQ. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4H-something-X, KA2AXQ. Good evening, Patrick. And excuse me for not getting your call sign right, but I have a hearing problem, and some letters I don't hear, some I do. Anyway, well, I tell you, we had some action going around here in Pickens this weekend with the Christmas parade and fireworks. And the fireworks they shot the other night were the fireworks that they were supposed to have shot on the 4th of July, and got rained out 4th of July, so they rescheduled them for this week. Over.
That's a good reason to celebrate with fireworks, too. Can't complain about that. I'm glad they were able to get them off this time, and glad we got a little bit of rain to where they could set them off. I don't think I would have wanted to set them off a couple weeks ago at all. But definitely glad to see a little rain move into the area. Glad it's not the white stuff.
Around that, that's called the poor man's fertilizer. Or the poor farmer's fertilizer. Because everything that's underneath the snow, you know, all the minerals and stuff like that, when that snow melts, it just drives those minerals into the ground, into the gardens. So that helps out a lot, and we're kind of glad that it rained. That means that at least the water in my lawnmower gas line isn't frozen yet, over.
But it might be in the morning. It's supposed to be pretty cool up here where I'm at. I don't think I've spoken to you before, Ken. So I live up here just outside of Brevard, North Carolina, in a little town called Penrose. And it's supposed to be well down into the 20s in the morning, and the roads up here are nice and wet, so I'm sure it's going to be a little slippery in the morning.
Roger, I'm slippery. Yeah, it's, you guys get slippery probably 5 or 10 degrees before we do down here in the valley, I guess you'd call it. Of course, I'm sitting on the top of a hill in a valley, so I don't know what that's considered. But I do know that you get snow and stuff up there before we do down here. I got a friend that lives up there in Brevard. He lives right on the main highway. And his name is Terry Tobin, T-O-B-I-N. Have you ever had the opportunity to run into him, over?
I can say that I have. Not right off, anyway. But I am terrible with names, so I'm more of a facial recognition kind of guy. So if I see somebody, I generally can remember what we spoke about and how I know you and all that. But I'm terrible with, absolutely terrible with names.
Yeah, I'm about the same way. I got a friend that lives in North Carolina, another friend that lives up in North Carolina at a little lake up there. And I went to high school with him in New York and just found out a couple of years ago that he was living down here. And he's one of these guys, he's into moon bounce and stuff like this. And I've been trying to remember his name for the past couple days, and I can't remember him. But if I run into him, I'd know his name in a heartbeat. But just sitting here trying to think of who he was, I can't remember him. But anyway, I guess that's two of the five words that you can't remember. Just.
Yeah, it always takes me a little bit to of talking to somebody before I'll remember their name. And sometimes I just have to admit that I don't and just ask. Sometimes that's just all I can do.
Yeah, it's, you know, it gets embarrassing. But of course now, I went to my 50th high school reunion in Appomattox, Virginia, a couple of years ago, and I could name every person in the class, in my senior class. I could call them by name. But yet you get somebody you've only known a couple of years, can't remember them at all. Over.
Yes, sir. That's about the story of it. And so how long have you lived down here in Pickens?
Here about 38 years. I did my time with the telephone company, and I retired after 20 years with the phone company, and I've been sitting around here for, oh, probably the last, I don't know, 20, 25 years after getting out of the phone company. Over.
Well, sounds like you've had a lot to do with the phone company down here. I'm sure you know a lot more about it than a lot of the people out there working on it nowadays, about where it was ran and where it's at and the things that were done.
When you get in a job like that, now I was in cable splicing and fiber optic splicing, and when you get into that, you never forget where the buried splices are. You know, I could go up Highway 130 into North Carolina, and I could show you every splicing location all the way up the hill, but yet there's guys that have been around for the same amount of time that couldn't show you where any of them were. But if you worked on them, you remembered where they were for sure, over.
That's about the truth. Well, Ken, anything else I can do for you this evening? I'm going to try to move along up here and see if we got any more check-ins and then get to Mr. Larry if there's nothing else I can do for you. I don't want to lose my voice while I'm trying to call the net. So if I can help you, let me know, please, sir.
Well, Don, I just wanted to chat with you for a couple of minutes because I haven't chatted with you before. And Jerry, on Wednesday night, he's the one that, he's the net control that I always talk with. And I need to get in here and talk with more of you guys in the evening. But I will let you go for tonight. I don't know if you can tell that I'm losing my voice, but I am real quick. And we'll talk to you later. God bless you, my friend. KA2AX2, back to net control.
Definitely a pleasure to talk to you, and I would love to hang around longer, but I just don't know if my voice is going to hold out too much longer. So I want to try to keep moving along, and do appreciate you taking the time to come by tonight. With that, I will see if we got any more check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
4HKX.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville.
HKX. Hey, hello to you and Miss Elise and everyone on the net. Please check in N4ZLK. November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. Shane, Cleveland. No traffic, no table. I was going to hang around with you, but it sounds like you need to, your voice needs to rest. So I hope you feel better, Patrick. Thanks for calling the net.
All right, we'd like to check in Mr. Lloyd, KO4PXB, down there in Simpsonville. Lloyd, good to hear you tonight. And then we'd like to recognize Mr. Shane, N4ZLK, down in Cleveland. Shane, good to hear you. And just to let you know, Connor come by and checked in with me earlier tonight. I don't know if you knew or not, but he did check in with me and tell him I do appreciate that. And, yes, I'd love to hang around and talk longer, but I just don't know. I don't feel that bad. I just having trouble breathing, and my throat is raw from my sinuses draining. So trying to do the best I can with what I got. So I do appreciate you coming by, though, tonight. So with that, we'll go one more time real quick. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
Net control. 4 Zulu Hotel Foxtrot. Up here in the dark club. In and out.
Sorry, can you give me your call sign one more time?
Net control 4 Zulu.
Sucking up right as you go to give me your call sign, and I'm missing the suffix on it. So could you give it to me one more time a little bit slower, please, sir?
That's Echo 4, Zulu Hotel Foxtrot.
All right, Keith, I thought that was you, but I wasn't 100% sure. I got it that time. We'd like to welcome Mr. Keith, KE4ZHF, down in Columbus, and good to hear you tonight. And appreciate you being patient with me, Keith. I do appreciate that. And thank you for coming by and checking in with me. All right, with that, we'll go one more quick time. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. That pause will assume we got everybody in that pass, and we will move on up to Mr. Larry. KK4JBQ, please call KO4HKX.
4HKX, KK4JBQ. Well, now, Patrick, it's time to rest your voice. I'll try to keep the 10-minute time that we all need to watch out for. But you don't have to talk. Until you're good and ready, anyway. Well, what I have to say is just a recommendation. We're all coming upon a time, everyone's aware of this, but every once in a while you ought to be reminded of something that you're well aware of, if that makes any sense. Call people that whose phone number you have, who know you when you first begin to speak. You're without well acquainted. Check on them. Make sure they're all right. They don't need anything. You know, that kind of thing. And sometimes just to talk. I had an occasion today. This is really what I want to talk about. I called a ham friend of mine. Not just off the cuff, but just because I had something to say. No, I've been wanting to talk to this fellow for a while. But he's busy, and every once in a while I get busy. And we just hadn't connected in a long time. I never know. You just never know what's going to come up. Well, I guess we started out by talking about where we were on 9/11. 2001. That was a big day for everybody. Everybody's got their memory of where they were and, you know, that kind of thing. And my friend was out of the country. I didn't know that. And so, a unique experience, you might say, to be out of the United States in Europe and because he sounded, you know, his voice, his speech was different than everybody else around him. they pretty much knew that he was not from around there, you know. And so they checked first, are you an American? And, of course, when he says, oh, yeah, I'm an American, he wasn't aware. So they said, were you aware that your country is under attack? One comment was, I think the second building just fell. New York City. So it just took me to another place. You know, I was here and doing something entirely different. Everybody's got a story, you know, about days like that we all have shared. So it was a fabulous conversation. It was very telling and a situation that we all have in common, as I said, but he, being out of the country, had a unique experience, very intriguing, actually. He became, everybody in the, it's a little town, and everybody started looking out for him, you know, and he became, well, I would want to call it celebrity. But everybody became aware of his presence and treated him with the utmost respect because of what he and his country were enduring. A different aspect, a different take on the whole thing that I thought would be good to remind people that it was a huge tragedy that we all share in some way. We went on to talk about other things, you know, where we were back in, the 70s or so, and that was the challenge. That was on the table. I'm going to let this break for now. KK4JBQ. That's long enough. All right, so I chose to talk about being in New Orleans. I lived there for a while. I was in New Orleans along about the time that the Superdome was completed. I didn't remember what year that was. And I asked him, have you ever just sat down and sort of like put dates on a timeline, you know? And as best you can, put yourself in a place, a time, people you knew, events that were important. And I have the greatest difficulty with that. So after our conversation, I looked up when the Superdome was completed, that was 1975. That was a long time ago. But we talked about New Orleans and the Superdome and how it became a refuge for folks during Katrina and you know, all of that stuff. You can talk about a lot of things. And if what a person really needs to hear is another human being's voice, and if ever you've been there, you know what I'm talking about. It's a lot of comfort for folks. Whether they feel because of illness or because of, bad weather, you know, they feel isolated. So take a moment. This is for everybody. Take a moment and give somebody a call. Give a ham a call. We'll call it that. Give a ham a call and talk to them. Get around to things that you might have in common. There'll be some unique experiences between the two of you, and it's well worth the time. That's all I wanted to say. forgive me for hogging the airwaves, but I know you needed a rest for your voice. I do want to say how much I appreciate your calling the net tonight, bringing us all together here. KK4JBQ.
It's definitely the time of year where you need to take that time to think about others. Let's put it that way. Whether they're family, friends, neighbors, we need to do it more than just this time of year, but this time of year especially, because, you know, there's lots of people out there that have lost loved ones, and this is, you know, they might be struggling with this time of year, losing a loved one here, or just dealing with the memories of it. It's definitely good to do that. And yes, as far as the struggling with dates, I do that some myself. And just so you know, I was born in 75. So I found it ironic that that's what you were talking about, is when the Superdome was done and it was finished in 75. But that was the year I was born. It is definitely important to talk to those people, because you never know what they're going through or what they're dealing with, or, you know, just their mindset or what a kind word can do.
I guess that makes me 24 years older. Yeah, I was about 24. And it was a marvelous, marvelous place to be. You could do anything with a nickel. You could make a phone call with a nickel. You, as long as you were going in the same direction, you could take a streetcar and you could transfer it to a bus, as long as you were going in the same direction. And coming back that evening, let's say you were going to work, coming back that evening, it was another nickel, you know, for transportation home. Now, I reasoned, the first time I ever came to this conclusion, I reasoned that there's no one here that, unless they travel frequently, you know, but if you live right around New Orleans, you don't have to have a car. It's the first time in my life, and maybe the only time in my life, that I never felt any need to have an automobile. Public transportation was so excellent there. Kind of an unusual thing. Oh, by the way, a phone call wasn't a nickel everywhere in 1975, but it was in New Orleans. I think it was a dime in some places, a quarter in other places, you know. But that was a bit of a shock. Anyway, I loaded up on nickels because I rode the streetcar a lot, and really, I enjoyed my time in New Orleans. Lived there for 10 months, I think. Beautiful place at the time, just a marvelous place. I grew up in Tennessee, and, you know, in the hollows and ridgelines of Tennessee. So I'd never been in a place like that. And there's no need to have a reason to party in New Orleans. It's party on the streets every day. And, you know, some of the religions there, can't bring them to mind, but they have a party when someone passes away and carry the coffin through the streets. It's really a different way. And I'm not being irreverent there. I'm just saying that it's different in every place. So anyway, it's something that I'll cherish. I had the opportunity to be there and find out the things that I found out. The Superdome was the biggest indoor place I'd ever been in, and it was brand new then. I was there when they first turned on the air handlers, I think that's what they call them, and it took the stress, because they pressurized the dome, and it took the stress off the covering over it, and you could hear it, and your ears popped, and, you know, all that stuff. Anyway. I just have a wonderful time talking, and I don't know how many people, two or three, are listening. But it's just a joy for me, and I do thank you, and for that matter, all the net controls who take their time to bring us all together. It's an important thing every day of the year. We are so fortunate here. Patrick, I'll let you go. Thank you again for calling. Even under stress and illness, thank you for being there. This is KK4JBQ. I'll turn it back to you. 73.
It was good to talk to you tonight. It's always a pleasure. And I appreciate you always being loyal to come by and check in. And having something to carry us through if we need to that second shift. Do appreciate that. And with that, we'll go one more time. Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4HKX. For that long pause, we'll assume we've got everybody for the month now. Have I missed anyone for RACQ or comments or check-in? Please call KO4HKX. That pause, assume we've got everybody. And just a reminder, we will be having a net tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. And Mr. Duncan, KO4JKV, will be your net control, as far as I know, and I know he would love to have you come by and check in with him. He would be honored with it. So, with that, I'll send my net report, and I will return shortly. KO4HGX, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for check-ins. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73, and good night, and I hope everyone has a great night and a safe morning. KO4HGX.